public perceptions of basic facts have changed in ways that prepare the ground for a shift towards pro-legalization sentiments. Let me just list two of the major perceptual shifts. First of all, marijuana is no longer considered worse than alcohol along the dimensions that most Americans bring to that judgment. Second, and perhaps even more important, there has been a sharp decline in the percentage of Americans who see marijuana as a gateway drug to things that are harder and even more dangerous. That percentage now stands at only 38 versus 58% who don't see marijuana as a gateway drug. Here's the other aspect of the shift towards the practical optic. As far as we can see, a main pole in the tent of the pro-legalization shift is the difficulty and consequences of enforcement of marijuana prohibition. And this, it is much like the shifting sentiments during the 1920s and early 1930s about prohibition. How am I doing, John?
Great.
72% of Americans now believe that government efforts to enforce marijuana laws cost more than they are worth. This consensus includes a majority of every population subgroup